Hello and welcome to the Pastor Tony Show, where faith and reality collide. I'm your host, Pastor Tony. I'm so happy you joined me today for this transmission. I have a great episode coming up for you today. We're going to talk faith, go behind the veil and the current events, talk a little pop culture, a little bit about Hollywood, and share with you from the Word of Truth. Maybe a few other surprises coming your way. Remember, God is real, He loves you, and He's able to set you free. So let's get started, and I hope you enjoy the show. So speaking about faith, what is faith? People always want to know, what is faith? How do I get faith? Is it some far off, far out there, deep concept that we need to meditate to find the understanding of? Or is it something much simpler? The answer in a nutshell is faith is obeying God. When we obey God, we are displaying faith. How do we obey God? How do we know what God wants us to do? Well, first and foremost, we have the Word of God, the Scripture, the Holy Bible, which lays out God's laws, God's will for humanity, God's principles and precepts that He requires us to follow. In the New Testament, we have the life of Jesus of Nazareth, the Messiah, Jesus Christ. The Apostle Paul said, "Follow me as I follow Christ." The literal translation of that would be, "Imitate me as I imitate Christ." So if we imitate or copy or model our lives after what Jesus did and how He lived, the principles of how He lived, then we will be walking in faith. We'll be following God's commandments. The greatest of Jesus taught was to love one another. So if we love God, we love each other, we're walking in faith. What is sin? Well, sin is the exact opposite. Sin is disobeying God. So if you disobey God's commandments, if you disobey God's word, if you disobey the voice of God in your heart, that still small voice that some people call their conscience, which I believe is the voice of the Holy Spirit within our hearts. If you disobey that voice, disobey your conscience, disobey what you know in your heart is right to do, then you will be sinning before God. It's actually very simple. Very often, pastors and ministers and priests make it far too difficult for us to understand what God desires for us. But simply put, God desires and requires us to walk in obedience, which is walking in faith. So I encourage you this day to walk by faith, not by sight. Do all God has commanded you to do. Live a life of purity. Be ignorant of evil. Abstain from impure actions. And know God will be pleased. And you will find that your life is one that is truly blessed. So I just want to hop right into this concerning POTUS and what's going on with his fight with Congress over funding for a border wall on our southern border. So over the last few days, he's been talking about the possibility of declaring a national emergency in order to do this if the Democratic Congress is not willing to work with him and provide the funds necessary to build the wall. So most people are looking at this from a political point of view, from their spectrum on the the political scale or spectrum, whether they're conservative or liberal. Conservative, they like it. Liberal, they don't like it. But there's a much bigger issue and a bigger picture happening here that you're not being told by the mainstream media. But before I get into that, let's just hear what the president had to say about this just a couple days ago.
I'm just looking at Mike and Steve and Kevin. I'm saying, should we? And most importantly, Madam Secretary, I'm just. Oh, you are you called? Get out of here. Here, take mine. You want mine? No, I'm just saying. Should we keep this going a little?
Please. Yes, indeed.
Go ahead. So, first, let me know when you get tired.
I'm not. Have you considered using emergency powers to grant yourself authorities to build this wall without congressional approval? And second,
yes,
on Mexico, you have.
Yes, I have. And I can do it if I want.
So you don't need congressional approval to build
a wall? No, we can use it. Absolutely. We can call a national emergency because of the security of our country. Absolutely. No, we can do it. I haven't done it. I may do it. But we can call a national emergency and build it very quickly. And it's another way of doing it. But if we can do it through a negotiated process, we're giving that a shot.
So is that a threat hanging over the Democrats?
I never threaten anybody. But I am allowed to do that, yes.
Second question,
called a national emergency. On
So that was just a few days ago. And then again, he did another interview where he re-mentioned the possibility of declaring a national emergency. What that would do is give the military full control over the southern border. It would release military budget money to build the wall. This more than likely was planned when the military budget was passed last year, and they padded the budget with extra money to build this wall. More than likely, they already knew that the Democrats would not go along with this. And the president said through Twitter that he's going to make a statement to the American people. Let me read it for you here. I'm pleased, this is on Donald Trump's official Twitter. I'm pleased to inform you that I'll address the nation on the humanitarian and national security crisis on our southern border Tuesday night at 9 p.m. Eastern time. So that is going to be tomorrow evening, 6 Pacific, 9 Eastern. So I recommend you tune in to the news to hear what he's saying. The possibility that he will be letting the American people know that he is declaring a national emergency. Those of us that have been following closely what the president's doing in his battle against the deep state have expected this to happen at some point. It is believed that he will declare martial law at one point, and this might be the announcement of that. I can't say that for certain, but I believe we will be informed of something important, because many of the mainstream media channels have already said they will not air his address to the nation. I've never heard that before, for any president, for any reason. I've seen some commentators on CNN stating that they should put a delay on it so they could decide if they want the American people to hear what the president has to say or not. And some of the other stations, major stations, have said they're altogether just not going to air it. The press does not have a right to block the POTUS from speaking directly to the American people. That's why I've been speaking to you and letting you know about the fake news that President Trump has been addressing. He's been addressing this problem with the news media, that they are a biased group. They have an agenda that they are running, and it is not pro the American people. They are delivering propaganda, aka fake news, to the American public and the worldwide public on a regular basis. So at some point, we'll probably be receiving direct message from the president through the emergency broadcast service over these cell phones, which, if you recall, that was tested just a little bit ago, and everyone was wondering why did we receive that presidential alert text. That was just to test the system, because at some point the president will have to address the American public directly if the news media completely cuts him off from speaking directly to the public. So if you're for the president and you're for the border wall, you might think this is great. If you're not for the president, against the border wall, you might think that this is some kind of a disastrous, treasonous act. But the border wall has very little to do with being against Mexican people. But it really has to do with the fact that the cartels are running drugs and weapons. And the biggest crisis, the biggest humanitarian crisis, is the human trafficking that the president has been fighting against since he took office. Thousands, if not tens of thousands, of arrests have been made. Thousands of women and children have been freed. The deep state, the international cabal that he is at war with, use our southern border as a point of transfer for their illegal trade in order to make their billions and billions of dollars that they use to fight a secret war against the American public. So pray for the president, whether you like him or dislike him. The Bible teaches us that we're to pray for people in power and positions of authority. So I recommend that you pray and ask that God's hand would be upon this man, that God's wisdom would be placed upon his mind and heart, and that he would make the right decisions for this nation, because his decisions not only affect our citizenry, but the citizenry of the world. Just so you can kind of understand the bigger picture of what's going on, by the end of the year, December 31st, 2018, there were approximately 70,000 sealed indictments. So it's more than likely this year these indictments will be unsealed or begin to be unsealed. And 70,000 people is a lot of people to arrest. More than likely the military will need to be called in to arrest these individuals. More than likely many of them will be arrested for treason. Treason is punishable by death. More than likely, most of these will have to be tried in military tribunals. We know there's a lot of construction going on down in Guantanamo Bay at our military base down there. A huge prison complex has been built. Huge court complex has been built. So I don't know how much of this they're going to make known to the American public, but I'm going to play for you quickly, if I could pull it up. If you want to know a little while back why the Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh was being attacked so mercilessly by the mainstream media and by the Democrats and by liberals, and several women came forward with serious allegations against him, that after he was confirmed to the Supreme Court, they began to recant and say that they just made it up. Why would the attack be against him so strong? Once you hear this and I explain to you, you'll understand why. This is Senator Lindsey Graham questioning the SCOTUS nominee Kavanaugh before he was confirmed. Listen up.
When the buildings fell.
So when somebody says post 9/11 that we've been at war and it's called the war on terrorism, do you generally agree with that concept?
I do, Senator, because Congress passed the authorization for use of military force, which is still in effect, and that was passed, of course, on September 14th, 2001, 3 days later.
Let's talk about the law in war. Is there a body of law called the Law of Armed Conflict?
There is such a body, Senator.
Is there a body of law that's called basic criminal law?
Yes, Senator.
Are there differences between those two bodies of law?
Yes, Senator.
From an American citizen's point of view, do your constitutional rights follow you? If you're in Paris, does the Fourth Amendment protect you as an American from your own government?
From your own government, yes.
Okay. So, If you're in Afghanistan, do your constitutional rights protect you against your own government?
If you're an American in Afghanistan, you have constitutional rights as against the U.S. government.
Is there a long-standing...
That's right. Long-settled law.
Isn't there also a long-settled law that it goes back to the Eisenstrader case? I can't remember the name of it.
Yeah, Johnson versus Eisenstrader.
Right. That American citizens who collaborate with the enemy have considered enemy combatants.
They can be. They're sometimes criminally prosecuted, sometimes treated in the military.
Well, let's talk about can be. I think the
collaborating with the enemy.
Right. There's a Supreme Court decision that said that American can be citizens tried. Who collaborated with Nazi saboteurs were tried by the military.
Military tribunals.
That is correct.
I think a couple of them were executed.
Yeah.
So if anybody doubts, there's a long-standing history in this country that your constitutional rights follow you wherever you go, but you don't have a constitutional right to turn on your own government, collaborate with the enemy of the nation. You'll be treated differently. What's the name of the case, if you can recall, that reaffirmed the concept that you could hold one of our own as an enemy combatant if they were engaged in terrorist activities in Afghanistan? Are you familiar with that case?
Yeah, Hamdi.
Okay. So the bottom line is, on every American citizen, know you have constitutional rights, but you do not have a constitutional right to collaborate with the enemy. There's a body of law well-developed long before 9/11 that understood the difference between basic criminal law and the law of armed conflict. Do you understand those differences?
I do understand that there are different bodies of law, of course, Senator.
Okay, if you're confirmed, and I believe you will be, what is your hope when all of this is said and done and your time is up? How would you like to be remembered?
A good dad, good judge,
good husband. I think he's getting there.
Good husband.
Thanks, Dad.
So, basically, what the senator and the SCOTUS nominee at the time, who is now a judge of the Supreme Court, were discussing is that there is case law that your constitutional rights as American citizen follow you everywhere around the world, except if you collaborate with the enemy against the United States. If you collaborate with the enemy against the United States, you can be held as a military, as a combatant, and you could be tried by military tribunals and executed for your crimes. This is why this man was being attacked so hard, because more than likely, out of those 70,000 sealed indictments, there's going to be quite a few well-known names in that bunch. And people are going to be angry, they're going to panic, they're going to say this is illegal. But the reality, what is illegal is what these people have most likely, more than likely, done against the country. Against women and children with the human trafficking. And they're more than likely going to be tried by the military, and some of them may even be put to death. So I'm sharing this with you not to be morbid, but to prepare you of the reality of this, that this is something that's more than likely taking place behind the scenes and being prepared for, because the American people have been lied to by their leaders on both sides of the aisle. This is why I personally like President Trump. Not putting aside the fact that the Lord, I believe, revealed to my heart that this man is a good man. Not a perfect man, but a good man, and that he's been raised up by God's own right hand to deliver judgment against evil in this country and on the face of the earth. But also, just through using logic and reasoning and observing when both sides of the political spectrum began to attack this man. Both sides of the establishment that let me know that they knew he was not one of them. And you know what that means? If he's not one of them, then who is he? He's one of us. So let's keep praying for him. Let's keep fighting with him. Let's keep believing for justice for the innocent. And let's keep being aware. Wake up from your slumber. Stop worrying about what these goofbots in Hollywood and the music industry are doing and saying in their personal lives and all the junk that they're always peddling on their reality shows and this and that. It's all a distraction. So we keep our heads buried in the sand and don't pay attention to the bigger picture. Remember, united we stand, divided we fall. So I'm praying for the president's safety. I'm praying for the safety of our republic, the safety of my fellow citizens. I encourage you to do the same. I'm praying for everything hidden to come to the light, for whatever of this is true to be exposed, and for God's will to be done. And let's touch and agree. One can chase 1,000, two can chase 10,000. So let's be in prayer together on this. Speaking of Hollywood, or maybe Holly Weird, I should call it, because the things coming out of there are so weird. But it's not even that they're weird, actually. It's that they're evil. And when I say Hollywood is evil, I'm not talking about your average actors and actresses and entertainers who are people that are very talented in the art of acting and singing and dancing and theater. They produce wonderful projects that we all know and love. But I'm talking about some of the people at the top. I'm talking about the Harvey Weinstein type characters that we're beginning to hear about, that are beginning to be exposed. They're known as the Hollywood elites. In case you didn't know, Christian Bale over the weekend won the Golden Globe for Best Actor in a Motion Picture, and he thanked Satan for inspiring him to play the character that he played. In case you don't believe me or you'd like to hear it yourself, I do have the clip pulled up.
Satan for giving me inspiration on how to play this role. Thank you to Satan for giving me inspiration on how to play this role.
So, Christian Bale, one of Hollywood's leading men. Considered him to be the best Batman out of all the Batman movies, all the many other big projects he's been in, Terminator, and going all the way back to when he was a child playing in roles. But he publicly thanked Satan for inspiring him to play the role, and all the Hollywood attendees all cheered and clapped and smiled and laughed. But I don't think that's a laughing matter. And I talked to you about it in previous podcasts about, I asked the question, why is everyone in Hollywood worshiping the devil? I gave many examples and suggested you look up Hollywood celebrities thanking Satan or talking about how they worship the devil or worship Lucifer or sold their soul to the devil. There's too many of them to dismiss. This just can't be some big joke that they're all in on and we're not in on. They would like us to believe that, but there's too many. There's too many, and something's wrong with that. When many of the leading people in an industry all worship the devil, then there's something wrong with that industry. And something needs to be done to change it. And we need to continue to pray against the evil in that industry and for God to judge and to expose the wickedness going on behind closed doors. So for today's Daily Bread, I want to read from the book of Luke, chapter 8, verses 16 through 18. No one lights a lamp and covers it with a jar or puts it under a bed. Instead, he sets it on a lampstand so those who enter can see the light. There's nothing hidden that will not be revealed, and nothing concealed that will not be known and illuminated. Pay attention, therefore, to how you listen. Whoever has will be given more, but whoever does not have, even what he thinks he has, will be taken away from him. So, do not hide your light. Let your light shine. Do not cover truth. Do not conceal truth in darkness. Sin flourishes in darkness. But expose truth. Bring it into the light. Let it shine. Expose evil. Shine a light upon it. As Christians, we like to think about that we're the light of the world and sing the songs like "This Little Light of Mine, I'm Gonna Let It Shine," but then remain passive at the same time, and that's not how it works. You have to be active in your faith, and a God-fearing person would never hide evil, hide corruption, bury their head in the sand. But they would stand in truth and integrity, speak forth the truth, expose corruption, expose darkness. Because as Proverbs 26:26 says, though his hatred is concealed by deception, his wickedness will be exposed in the assembly. So God's spirit, God's presence will always, in the end, expose wickedness. Matthew 10:26 says, so do not be afraid of them, for nothing is concealed that will not be uncovered, or hidden that will not be made known. God uncovers that which is concealed. He makes known the hidden matters. Luke 12:2, there is nothing concealed that will not be disclosed, or hidden that will not be made known. Ecclesiastes 12:14, for God shall bring every work into judgment with every secret thing, whether it be good or whether it be evil. So all things come before God's judgment, and every secret thing, whether it be good or be evil. So I encourage you to err on the side of good. Do good in your life. Live in righteousness, live in purity. Repent of your sins. God's not expecting you to be perfect, but allow yourself to be perfected. It's a lifelong process. It starts with repenting of your sin. Sin is disobedience to God. We've all sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. It's not a put down for someone to tell you that you need to repent of your sin. We all need to do it. The closer you get to God, the more you realize how much more we need to do it. Faith is obeying God. Sin is disobeying God. Walk by faith. Obey God. Obey his commandments. Walk in his precepts. Be a good person. Don't do evil against people. Don't hide evil. Don't hide darkness. Don't hide corruption. Don't stab people in the back. Go build your life. Stop worrying about these knucklehead Hollywood elites and stop worshiping them. Stop idolizing them. An idol is anything that usurps or takes the place of God in your heart. Remove the idols from within your heart. Serve God, love other people. Be kind and loving and forgiving. Guard your heart. Don't let people hurt you, but don't be someone that hurts others. Don't do it. Don't do it. Lord, I pray you bring everything hidden into the light. I pray you'd expose evil. I pray you'd expose corruption. I think your word says that you will bring every work into judgment. Every secret thing will be brought into the light. We thank you for that, Father. We pray for the President of the United States. Pray you protect him. Break the power of assassination attempts against his life. For I know there have been many. And I thank you, Lord, that you've kept him safe. Thank you that you've removed people away from him that meant him evil or harm and meant his family evil or harm. Pray you'd surround him with your angels. I pray your presence would touch every person that's listening to this day. And if they already know you, then let your spirit bear witness with their spirit so that they would know that the message spoken this day has been truth and not been spoken in error. And those that don't know you, touch them by your peace. Give them understanding. Remove the blinders from their hearts and minds. Open their eyes. Wake them up from the slumber. In Jesus' mighty name, I pray. Amen. Thank you for joining me in this transmission. I hope you enjoyed it. I hope you've been impacted by the truth, by God's word and his love. Remember that God is real, that he loves you, and he's willing and able to set you free. I'm Pastor Tony, and you've been listening to the Pastor Tony Show.